Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast.
I'm Sandy Denning, Executive Officer of the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association and Staywell Clinic Manager.
And I'm Teresa Thornton, Health Protection Nurse at Public Health Isle of Man Government.
Today we're talking about these changes to cervical screening programme on the Isle of Man. Whoever wants to jump in first, can you just first of all explain to me what actually is changing?
So until now, the Isle of Man's cervical screening programme has invited all people with a cervix aged 25 to 64 years to be screened for cervical cancer. The 25 to 49-year-olds have been invited every 3 years and the 50 to 64-year-olds have been invited every 5 years. The UK National Screening Committee has recommended that the 25 to 49-year-olds are now invited every 5 years instead of three if they test negative for the HPV virus. We've reviewed the UK NSC recommendation and the research behind it, and due to the way we provide cervical screening on Ireland, we're able to safely make this change and move from a 3 to a 5 yearly testing interval.
So you say there because of the way we do the screening here, that's why we can change it. So what's about the way that we do it? Why is it changing?
So in 2018, the Isle of Man changed from cytology testing, which is looking for abnormal cells in the cervix, to primary HPV testing, which is looking for the infection that causes those changes in the cells. We've been doing that successfully since 2018, so we are detecting that change well before it even happens, making it safer. Because of that safety period, we can now safely move to a 5 yearly recall for anyone who is negative of that infection.
Okay, and you mentioned as well the differentiation between the older age group already was every 5 years. So really it's just this 25 to 49-year-olds that'll be that difference after their next smear once they've sort of been determined that that's okay.
That's right. From the 1st of July, these changes will come into play. So they'll come in for the next smear as usual, whenever that's due. And if that is negative for the virus and previous tests have also been negative, then their next recall will be 5 years' time.
You mentioned that the type of test has changed. Also, I suppose when a lot of us were in school, we also had a jab as well. That whole rollout as well has obviously impacted this as well. So is it a combination of the two? Are you seeing lower rates in general with young people?
So in the Isle of Man, from 2008, all girls were invited to have the HPV vaccine to prevent that infection. From 2019, that's included boys as well. So all young people can have that vaccine. If they've not had it up till the age of 25, they can still have it to prevent the virus. Now, this is the virus that causes 99.7% of all cervical cancers. So that is protective. But the actual screening process is looking for the infection. If there is no infection, there's less likelihood of developing cervical cancer. So it's very safe.
This announcement of this change came out yesterday, and you'll have seen that a lot of the comments straight away, it's been lumped in almost with other changes that had been announced earlier in the year. You know, there was the questions around breast cancer screenings and this sort of thing. And a lot of the assumptions made in the comments is that it's a cost thing, it's that sort of thing. But actually the core of this is actually, no, our methods have improved so much that actually switching to 5 years is perfectly safe.
At the Staywell Clinic, you know, we've been offering cervical screening for over 60 years now, and we feel that this move is a logical step forward for women on the Isle of Man. You know, as Isle of Man Anti-Cancer, we endeavour to keep abreast of all the advancements concerning cancer. And I have to say, this move makes total sense. The shift to 5 yearly screening intervals is based on the understanding that screening is not a test for the presence of cancer, but is a more accurate way of identifying individuals at high risk of developing cervical cancer by detecting HPV infection before abnormal cells can develop. So really, it's a precursor to the abnormal cell changes and cervical cancer. So looking for HPV as the first test for all screening samples was introduced, as Teresa said, on the island back in 2018. And we were one of the first areas in the UK to do this. So, you know, it makes sense that we're sort of moving ahead with this now. This change aims to improve the accuracy of cervical cancer screening and helps identify those at risk, higher risk, sooner, and therefore that will give better outcomes for women.
I suppose actually while you're here, we should probably talk in general about like the importance of getting your cervical screening as well. Do you see a high uptake in people who take it? Is it still one of those things that we're really trying to get people with a cervix to actually come and get a screening? You know, is that a constant battle, really?
It is a constant battle. I mean, concerningly, cervical screening attendance, we've seen it falling for the last few years, which is a shame, really. And it depends what age group you're in. We've got some statistics here. We found that the programme in the Isle of Man, for women aged 25 to 49, screening uptake was actually up 76.8% in 2023 to 2024. And that is higher than in the UK, which was 66%. But ladies aged 50 to 64, it was actually lower than the England value. So, you know, we do urge all those ladies who are eligible for this screen to come forward. So if you get that invite letter, please ring your GP or ring the Staywell Clinic and get that appointment booked. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It might be a little bit uncomfortable, but I've had it done. We've all had it done and it's absolutely fine. My nurses at the Staywell Clinic will make you feel at ease and they'll talk you through anything that you're concerned about. But please remember that it's not, if you're having symptoms at all, anything, please go to your GP because we are only a screening service.
So obviously they're the statistics for the people who are actually attending. This change is coming in. Like I say, some people might, you know, have a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to, oh, it's moving to five yearly, you know. But what does that actually mean in terms of that virus developing?
Well, lots of research has been done and evidence shows that those who don't have HPV have a very low risk of developing cervical cancer within 5 years. It takes around 10 to 15 years for cervical cancer to develop after an HPV infection, which means that this regular screening will pick up cell changes before they develop into cervical cancer. Changing from 3 to 5 year intervals between tests will make the process less invasive and therefore a safer and more efficient programme.
Brilliant. So I think basically at its core, the change that's coming in, it's all, you know, backed up by all the scientific evidence. It's not going to make much of a difference for anyone who's going along to their screenings. It's they'll go to their next one and then they'll be told, OK, you'll be seen again in 5 years. And the core message here is that this is something that is supported by public health and supported by the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association as something that, you know, any women who have that knee-jerk reaction, they shouldn't be worried. This is something that, you know, is completely, it's all evidence-based and they needn't worry, just go along to their next smear as normal and then it'll be every 5 years.
And I think if the test does come back positive for HPV, you know, please don't worry. It doesn't mean that you're going to develop cancer next week. What they will do then is you will be followed up and discussed with colposcopy, and then you may see them on an annual basis. So you wouldn't go back to a 5 year. They will keep an eye on you if you do have that HPV positive there. So don't worry, you will be in the process and looked after.
Just to reassure anyone who's previously had any kind of positive result, that this change is not going to affect you at this point. Mm. It's only for people who have a negative result and their previous results were negative and they're on a routine recall. They will be moved to a 5 yearly safely. Everyone else will have an individual plan for their care that's appropriate to their condition.
And if anyone's listening, we've covered a lot of information, but if they want to find out any more information, where's the best place they should go?
Well, you can visit gov.im/cervicalscreening to find out more about eligibility, the testing process and your results. So when you receive an invitation for your cervical screening, we encourage you to take this up. You can make an appointment at your GP or by calling the Staywell Clinic on Mondays or Thursdays between 9 and 2pm on 642 638. And don't forget, if you are experiencing any symptoms at all, please contact your GP.
Perfect. And we'll have all the information as well in the article on the story on our website, so you can find all the information you need there and all the links too.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.